This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Last week, we talked about the state of the recovery and Washington's role in it with Larry Summers. He was chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors in President Obama's first term. Today, we're joined by the man who held that job under President George W. Bush, Glenn Hubbard, who is now the dean of the Columbia Business School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so I want to start by asking you the same question I asked Larry Summers, which is, what do you make of the fact that we're at record levels in the stock market with unemployment still quite high, 7.6% at last check, and the housing market just barely starting to recover?
Well, it's certainly a complicated picture in the economy. I do expect first quarter GDP growth to actually be relatively healthy. The economy has some underlying momentum in it, particularly coming from the housing sector and durable goods. But there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy, principally from public policy, and that really holds back the job market and long-term investments.
So what would you have lawmakers in Washington do right now to make the recovery as good as it can be?
Well, I think the first thing would be to reduce uncertainty by agreeing on gradual deficit reduction. You know, unfortunately, the debate in Washington and in Europe tends to be about austerity today. That's not really the issue. The issue is gradual spending restraint, principally in entitlement programs. And one can do that over a long period of time.
Well, it seems to me, though, that your own party has not been focused on that. They are talking about austerity today, right?
There's plenty of problems all around. It is the case that spending as a whole is too high in all categories, but I don't think excessive austerity today is the right answer. The right answer is a gradual change in the way we finance and fund entitlement programs.
Well, so if we're talking about changing entitlement programs, which a lot of economists on both sides of the aisle are, and in fact, politicians on both sides, I guess we come back to this same old political question that we've had for many years, which is, don't you then have to raise taxes, too, to make everybody feel like it's fair?
Well, I think it needs to be fair. And the way I would say it is, let's do the entitlement adjustments progressively. So slow down Social Security benefit growth and or Medicare subsidies for more affluent people. And that is the way to achieve fairness.
And what about the idea of tax increases to go along with that?
Well, we've had very large tax increases already. And the unfortunate issue with the entitlements is if we wanted to fund the entitlements with tax increases, we would simply have to raise taxes substantially on everyone. That, of course, is a political decision. But people shouldn't be confused that merely taxing high-income people will fix the problem.
Now, I have to ask you, because you're talking about entitlements, you were the chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors when Medicare Part D passed. So didn't that increase the cost of the entitlements?
It definitely did, and I opposed the policy. Probably one of the few advisors that did. I think we should not be adding entitlement programs that we're not going to pay for.
So you were opposed to it, but your argument didn't win out inside the White House.
Well, there's only one person that counts. It's the president.
Glenn Hubbard, dean of the Columbia Business School, former chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors under President Bush. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.